Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on March 25th, 2024. And not only is this a full moon, but this is an eclipse, a lunar eclipse. So this is big energy. So we're going to take some time and go through each life path number and what you might expect working with the energies that will be coming up around this illumination. Because this is an eclipse and it's much more potent, you could definitely be feeling those energies already. And this usually being an eclipse will start a storyline that will carry over for about the next 6 months, up to a year even. So whatever starts coming in for you around this time and definitely around the eclipse, pay attention to, because there's likely going to be more to the story that unfolds as you move forward on your journey. And these will be the potent themes that you're working with based on the numerology. Okay, so before we get into the forecast, this of course is a general reading. If you would like to know what energies you might be personally dealing with around this eclipse, or the year ahead, or just your personal numerology, please book some time with me. I would love to work with you and take a look. You can find my information in the description box below and book some time with me. All right, let's get into it. Life path number 7. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 16-7 and bat energy for this eclipse. So of course the 7 being your own energy, but you also have this influencing energy of the 16 that you're going to be working with. And this brings in some kind of greater awakening, some kind of deeper awareness regarding self, others, the universe, your relationships, how you show up to relationships. You could see sort of this tug of war, this internal tug of war between your need for independence and interdependence, right? Like not isolating yourself, you know, putting yourself out there, meeting other people, you know, trusting other people. All of these things could come up under this illumination. There's definitely something here because you're working with the 16, which is the 1 and the 6. So 1 being about self, 6 being about others and how we love and how we show up to relationships and connections. So there could be a focus here over the next sort of 6 months to a year in finding that balance between your independence, your individuality, your autonomy, and the deeper relationships that you want to have. It may force you to look at your connections and your relationships and ask yourself, is there reciprocity here? Is there an equal exchange of energy? Am I giving too much, or am I taking too much, or am I showing up, you know, in balance with how the other person is showing up? So it could lead to greater discussions over this period of time to really find out not only what it is that you need in relationships, what feels good for you, what is it that feels, you know, fulfills you and fills you up, but also the other person, and truly listening with your heart and, you know, hearing what the other person is saying that they need, because relationships are not one-sided. They're not all about self, obviously. They're two-way streets, and there needs to be space for both individuals. And if there's not space for both individuals, then that should not be a connection that we're investing our energy into at this time, because one or both are not ready. When both individuals are ready to show up within a connection, there will be, when it's a healthy connection, reciprocity. There will be an equal exchange of energy. I'm not taking too much. I'm not giving too much. They're not taking too much. They're not giving too much. We're showing up equally as individuals, but interdependently. So big energy, again, to kind of go a little bit deeper into, again, what it is that you want, what it is that would fulfill you, what is it that you're looking for in a connection, and make sure that you're having that conversation with the other person to make sure that you're on the same page. Because anytime we have a connection that is not an equal exchange of energy or doesn't balance out over time, we end up with resentment, anger, frustration, and then separation, right? So we want to make sure that we're showing up in a very unconditional, loving way where our needs are met and the needs of the other are met as well. With bat energy, it's interesting because this is sort of like hangman energy, right, in tarot. So it's a new perspective. It's a different perspective. And I do think that because, again, this eclipse is happening in the sign of Libra in astrology. So it's about relationships. It's about coming together, balance, healing. And so because you're working with 16 energy and that 6 energy, this is about relations, relationships, how we relate to one another, how we show up in love. And so you could have some new perspectives come in, a new way of seeing things. And what I would say is, you know, you likely have been listening, but have you been listening with your head or your heart? And this energy pushes you to listen with your heart when it comes to your connections so that you're fully aware of not only your own truth, but the truth of the other. And that will have an impact on your connections. So with bat energy, there's definitely something here about a new perspective, new way of showing up to your connections, which sometimes when we do this work, it can mean that connections fall away, but they don't have to fall away in an aggressive way or resentful way. They can fall away in love, right? It's just that sometimes good people aren't good together, and that's okay. And so this energy can help us to realize that and to work with that in a way that benefits not only the highest good of ourselves, but the highest good of the other as well. So I do think that self and relationships are going to be a really big theme for you over the next 6 months and how you want to show up to these connections. And likely it will be different because you're working with this energy of the 16-7 and bat energy. So there's something here about greater self-discovery when it comes to self relationships and all that jazz. So I hope it's powerful, beautiful, and brings lots of goodness your way. So take care, sevens. Bye for now.